time. The silent herald of life and death. Success or failure. The unseen force that measures man's destiny, reaching its most fateful moment as it slowly strikes. The 11th hour.
There it is, Dobraga. A neat craft. It's ideal for what we need.
Mm, it's only small size.
I'm told she rides like a bird. And our friend could always choose an excellent craft.
There's someone aboard. You can see them from here.
Ah, let me have those glasses. Ah, that's our friend. He hasn't aged a day. Oh, he's dyed his hair, though. I suppose he had to.
Do you think he'll cooperate?
Cooperate? He'll have to. Come on, let's get down to him now.
There's no one aboard. He must have left.
Wait a minute. A typewriter, that must be he. He calls himself a novelist these days. Come on.
He's down this way. That must be the cabin there.
Leave this to me.
Well,
if it isn't my old friend.
What? G.K. What a wonderful surprise. Come in. Sit down. There's a drink in that cupboard. Go on, help yourself.
You were always the perfect gent, weren't you, pal? You do yourself well these days. Oh, yes, indeed. Every luxury. Writing novels must be profitable, huh?
You look as if you're doing pretty well yourself.
I've got no complaints. Go on, Dobraga, pour us a drink. Surprised to see me?
I've been expecting this for some time.
The past catching up, eh? You didn't think you could escape for good, did you?
I hoped I might.
But you've done well, I'll hand you that. Mr. Ricky Sloane, the famous novelist. You write good from first-hand experience, eh?
What do you want?
We are back in partnership, Mr. Oh, what is it you call yourself these days? Oh, Sloane, isn't it? I can't get used to that name. Still, I keep on trying. Ricky Sloane.
Our partnership ended some years ago.
For me, it didn't. You cleaned up a packet and then you went straight. Then you tried your hand at writing and cleaned up another packet. That's what I call luck. You can't lose. You can't lose, Dobraga.
I would cut out this smart talk, G.K., and get down to facts.
All right. I'll play my hand clean. You are going to help us, friend.
I don't feel inclined.
What you feel is of no consequence. It's what I say. We want to use this craft to pick up a certain parcel off Cape Finisterre.
What?
It's ideal for the job and no questions asked. The famous novelists always cruise around picking up local color.
What do I say? Go to the devil.
I wouldn't. Not if I were you. I might be tempted to expose your past activities as a diamond operator. And I've got evidence, plenty of evidence. Wouldn't look good, would it? The fiancée of Trudy Grant with a shady past.
So, you know about her?
It was in all the newspapers. That's how we latched on to you. A father, an eminent financier. You flew into a loft full of nice, fat pigeons, didn't you? Once again, you were lucky. You know, when I saw your picture, I said to the Braga here, this is my best friend. We've got to call. And here we are.
I got the speeches, G.K. Get down to the facts.
He's the best, this one, Ricky. That's why he'll never be the operator you were.
Look, Mr. Sloane, we want this craft and we are taking it.
We want more than the craft, Dobraga. We want him and his crew as well. We want the complete unit, or else. Get the message, Ricky?
You don't understand about ships, G.K. You never did. We've got to load stores and fuel. We've got to get customs clearance, wait for the tides. There isn't a crew member aboard either. They're on shore leave.
Oh, we'll wait around until they come back. Yes, this certainly is comfort. Oh, relax, Dobraga, relax. We should have found Ricky back on the roundabout again.
Now there's one thing. You've trapped me. But this is the last job I'm pulling with you. Is that clear?
It's taken a long, long time to trace you. And now I have. I'm in no hurry to terminate our association.
I see.
I'm glad you do.
But there's one thing I don't quite understand. Who's in this game apart from you and De Braga?
That's all. They're operating alone now.
One final question. This parcel you want collected, what does it contain? Well?
Stones.
I don't believe it. It's dope, isn't it?
Dope? I swear we never touched the stuff.
Liar. That's why I cleared. I could see the way things were going. You were becoming more and more powerful in the misery of others.
Oh, man.
Get this straight, GK. If I find there's dope in this parcel, I'll head this craft for the first reef I find and finish the lot of us.
Easy, boy. That's wild talk.
I mean it.
All right, so you mean it. Now calm down and get on with ordering stores and clearing customs. We want to pull out just as soon as we can.
Why, Miss Trudy, what are you doing waiting here?
I've been waiting exactly 62 and a half minutes, Tiffy, for his lordship.
What?
It's my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Miss Trudy.
Thank you. But it hasn't been happy. Ricky phoned me this morning, muttered something about a happy birthday, and said, let's meet here for tea, because his car had broken down or something unlikely.
Oh, but it has. It's the generator.
I couldn't care what it is. He hasn't pitched up. He's forgotten. And I've been waiting here like a wretched fool.
Well, that's not like him, miss.
Tiffy, the more I become acquainted with Ricky Sloane, novelist, the more I begin to wonder about him.
What do you mean, miss?
Well, for instance, a wife in every port.
Oh, rubbish.
All right then, Tiffy. You're his motorman. But how much do you really know about him?
Well, I know everything.
Very well, then. What was he doing 10 years ago?
Oh, I can't say offhand, miss. I suppose he was, sailing somewhere?
Tiffy, his lordship has no past at all. Not that he cares to talk about, anyway. He was sailing around, that's what he says, picking up ideas.
Well, that's a good answer, miss. I suppose he must have been. He's an excellent seaman, and his knowledge of navigation is phenomenal. Come on, miss, let's go back to the craft, shall we?
Never.
Oh, there must be some good explanation why he hasn't come. Well, let's go and find out and give him a chance to explain. No, come on, miss. This isn't like you.
That's right. It isn't like me. Because I don't feel like me. I feel disappointed, disillusioned, and let down.
Now, come on, miss. Walk back to the vessel with me and let's ask the boss what's been going on. Come on, come with me.
Oh, all right, then. But I warn you, when I get there, I'm going to give his lordship a bit of my mind. Oh, Tiffy, must you?
Oh, sorry, miss. Well, there she is, spick and span. Hey, now wait a minute. Those lorries alongside.
What about them?
Well, they're loading stores.
Yes, I suppose his lordship is making ready for a moonlight flit to the wife and kids in Jamaica.
Oh, miss, he didn't aim to leave here, not until his book was finished and you were married.
Tiffy, I don't want to go a step further. This is proof of what I've been seeing. He's up to something.
His fuel drum's going aboard. Yeah, I don't understand this. He never mentioned it to me. Look, miss, I'll go on ahead.
Yes, you do that, Tiffy. And tell his lordship goodbye.
Don't act impulsive or hasty, miss. There's something going on here. Something strange. I'll go aboard and see what it's all about.
What are you wanting, something?
Who are you? What are you doing aboard this craft as if you owned her? And where's the skipper?
Are you a crew member?
No, I'm the motorman. But I'm not answering any more questions. Is the skipper in his cabin?
You can go through.
Well, thank you. I can go through as if I was a flippin' stranger. Yeah. Yeah, what's going on, skipper?
Who's this?
I come aboard and this character here questions me.
It's all right, Tiffy.
Yeah, but what's going on? That lorry out there with supplies. Are you getting underway, skipper?
I'll be gone for a couple of weeks, Tiffy.
You'll be gone? Yeah, but what about me? You sailing without me, skipper?
You need a holiday.
Oh, now look, skipper, I don't need a holiday. What I do need most is a breath of sea air. If you're going anywhere, I want to come. I have the right to.
Do as Mr. Sloan suggests. Take a nice long holiday.
Where do you enter the picture, mister? How come you're here giving me orders?
I have hired this craft.
Hired it? You hired it? Is that a fact, Skipper?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, but Skipper, the High Albatross isn't that kind of craft. You've never hired her out before.
This is different.
Yeah, look, mister, the skipper's capable of answering for himself, see?
Look, little man, don't get me angry.
I don't like you neither, mister.
Tiffy, watch it.
What's this character mean to you, Skipper? How come he's sitting here like he owns you and the High Albatross? Miss Trudy was right. She was indeed.
You've seen her?
Yeah, sitting in the cafe waiting for you. Steaming mad she was. I don't blame her. It's her birthday today.
Well, I couldn't get there.
Now, Captain, that's not like you.
Where's this woman now?
That's for me to know and you to find out. Look, Skipper, whatever business you've got with these characters, tell him to push off. The smell around here's all wrong.
Little man, you are making me impatient.
What's going on, Skipper? This business can't be legitimate. I'm not prying, but I look upon you as a friend. I wouldn't want you hurt.
It'll be all right. Go, please.
Yeah, a bunch of crooks, if you ask me. And you tied up with them. It don't make sense.
There's the door. Use it.
You really want me to go, Skipper?
Yes. Yes, Tiffy.
Well, what do I tell Miss Trudy?
Tell her I'll be back. This is a job I must do.
Oh, I wouldn't blame her if she didn't wait.
Start moving.
Take your hands off me.
Leave him alone.
Stay where you are.
I warned you of...
Take this character out, De Braga.
A dirty foreigner's gonna lay a finger on me.
Let him have it, De Braga.
Tiffy, watch out! That knife!
You filthy murderer!
Easy does it, Sloan. Easy now. We're pals, remember? This character isn't dead, so don't worry.
You can't move an inch without a knife, can you?
I like protection.
He's not going to protect you for good. Remember that?
Now, don't try anything clever, Sloan. Just be sensible and cooperate.
Get this straight. I'm not taking orders.
You get this straight. I hold the strings, and when I pull them, so, you jump, jump, jump. And don't forget.
Good morning, miss.
What? Oh, Sergeant.
Oh, and what would you be up to, eh? Sitting here so quietly.
Thinking black and disillusioned thoughts. Do you know, Sergeant, I've been let down by two men in one morning.
Two men let you down? I don't believe it.
It's a fact. My ex-fiancé and his motorman.
You mean Tiffy?
That's right. He left me over an hour ago and said, I'll be back in a moment. I quote his words.
Now, where did he go?
To the ship, to see while overloading. He knew nothing about it, and neither did I.
So they are loading. And taking on fuel. That's odd. Mr. Sloan was talking only yesterday and said he planned to leave here at the end of the year, after the two of you had got married.
The gentleman has obviously changed his mind.
Oh, that's not like him.
But what is like him? I don't know. He's a man of mystery, Sergeant.
I'll tell you what, miss. Why sit here waiting? Why don't you go and ask Mr. Sloan what he's up to?
But what of my pride?
Oh, I'd say it best to lose a little pride and keep your disposition, miss. Now, go on. You have a little chat with the gentleman.
Oh, all right. But if I don't return to you in an hour, Sergeant, call at the ship to collect pieces of my dismembered body. Undoubtedly, he's a murderer as well.
Oh, really, miss, the things you say. Now, off with you. You'll find you're quite wrong.
I'm not happy about Sloan. He's going to be difficult to handle.
Leave him to me, De Braga.
I would like him disposed of.
Oh, so you'd like that, eh? Dispose of him. You expect mass murder? Kill him and that motorman of his?
Things would be safer with him out of the way.
Leave me to handle Sloan.
You know something, my confident friend? I saw Sloan watching you. I didn't like the expression in his eyes.
You're edgy, aren't you?
I like being careful.
Careful isn't edgy. Edgy is scared, and I don't like working with a fellow who's scared. He's apt to break when things get tough.
You needn't worry about me.
All right. Let's strike a bargain, huh? I'll leave you alone and you'll leave me alone.
That parcel worries me.
Relax. We'll pick it up on time.
But what if Sloan suspects it's dope? You heard him. He had a lot to say about it.
Sloan need never know about that. Hey, wait a minute. Huh? Look at that. Hmm. Oh, now isn't she a beauty? And coming this way. That must be his girl.
You see, more complications.
Keep your eye on her. And that should be easy enough. I'll go through to Sloan. Mr. Sloan, sir, I'm here to announce a visitor.
Visitor? Who?
She's coming down the wharf now, and isn't she a beauty? Mm-hmm. Oh, but then you could always pick them, couldn't you?
Oh, no. Truly. I'll go up on deck and talk to her.
Oh, no. You sit right there and let her come down to you.
Look, leave her out of this. She doesn't fit the picture at all.
No, I don't suppose she does, really. She belongs to the present, doesn't she? Future wife of the eminent novelist, Richard Sloan.
I'm going up to her.
You stay right here, period.
I'm the skipper of this craft, and I'll do as I please.
It's our craft. We're partners, and such happy partners. Stay put, boy, and I'll bring her down.
On my own.
See this? See it close? The same old knife. Don't tempt me to terminate our beautiful partnership, Ricky. Now sit where you are. Sit. Sit, sit.
No, just you wait.
That's better.
If she sees you here, she'll be suspicious. Let me handle her.
And handling in the future, I'll do. And what a pleasure it will be. Oh, see her now. She's looking around. She's acting casual. But scared, definitely scared.
She isn't scared. She's furious.
I'll go up and bring her down.
Before you do, no rough stuff. Is that clearly understood?
You know something? I've got a feeling that we'll be having a guest aboard.
A guest?
Yes. We'll take her with us.
I won't allow it.
Even mention her and you talk of cooperating. She's going to come.
Heaven help you if you harm her or even touch her.
If you behave yourself, she'll be all right. And as for the last part of it, maybe by the time the trip is over, she won't mind if I do touch her.
You devil!
I can see we're going to have fun. Yes, indeed. It's going to be such fun.
He left me. I watched Trudy climb aboard. I had no way of warning her. She wouldn't have heard if I shouted. So I sat there in that cabin. In a moment, G.K. walked over to her, his right hand in his pocket, fingering the blade of his knife. Then he turned and smiled at me. I knew that smile. So had other men. But they were dead.
Good morning.
Good morning. Who are you?
Ricky told me to come up and invite you down. I'm an old friend.
Ricky hasn't even the decency to come up and greet me. Is that it?
Oh, he's busy, Miss Grant.
How do you know my name?
Oh, he said to me, go and collect Miss Grant.
I see. Where's Tiffy?
Tiffy?
The motorman.
Oh, he hasn't been here.
Oh? He hasn't, eh?
Not that I know of. Won't you come down to the cabin?
Why is the High Albatross being loaded? Ricky never mentioned he was leaving.
Didn't he? Oh, I suppose he'll tell you now. Now do come, Miss Grant.
You needn't help me along. I can manage perfectly well, thank you.
Oh, sorry. Allow me.
Trudy.
Oh, what's going on, Ricky? Who is this henchman of yours? And where's Tiffy? I know he's aboard.
Sit down, Miss Grant.
Look, don't try and handle me continually. I don't like it.
Sorry.
I want to talk to you, Ricky, but not with him here.
You've got to get used to me, Miss Grant.
What do you mean? What does he mean, Ricky?
He means you are coming on a trip with us. A little cruise off Cape Finisterre.
Ricky, please tell me. What does this mean?
This character has hijacked the boat, Trudy.
What?
Well, that sounds a little dramatic, but it's roughly what has happened.
So that's why you didn't meet me at the cafe. Oh, Ricky, this is terrible.
Oh, not terrible. We should have fun together, Miss Grant. Ricky and I are old friends, aren't we? Aren't we?
You may as well know everything, Trudy. Maybe it would be a relief to tell you anyway. At one time, I was in partnership with this character here.
In partnership?
We smuggled diamonds.
Confession is good for the soul. Keep it up, Mr. Sloan.
That's all. It was never any more than diamond smuggling. Then he turned to dope and I backed out.
Oh, Ricky. It was only diamond smuggling. I thought it would be much worse.
What do you mean?
Well, you've never mentioned your past, and I thought you must be a bigamist.
What? Oh, I promise you, Miss Grant, no woman has ever caught him, and neither have the police, for that matter.
A constable?
Yes, Sergeant.
Seen anything of Tiffy Green lately?
Oh, as a matter of fact, I had a point with him last night, when I was off duty.
Did he say anything about Sloan sailing?
No, according to him, they'd be in port for another 6 months.
Yet he's loading fuel and stores. I was talking to customs. They said he'd asked for clearance. Not even Miss Grant knew he was leaving.
All these rotting blokes is very temperamental, Sergeant.
Maybe, but I don't know. It doesn't really add up. Why would he leave her? Now, she said she was going aboard. If she didn't return here in an hour, I didn't take her seriously, but now...
Would you like me to step aboard and find out what it's all about, Sergeant?
I think the two of us had better, Constable. Just in case. Where?
Oh, so they are. They look suspicious, too. See them talking to that foreman? I'll leave this to me, the Braga. I'll see what they want and head them off. Good morning.
Morning, sir. I was wanting to speak to Mr. Sloan.
He's not aboard at the moment.
Oh, I see.
He's gone down to the village for fresh supplies.
And Miss Grant?
Oh, Miss Grant, she's gone with him.
I see. You're a friend of theirs?
Oh, very old friend. We're all going on this cruise together.
Ah, very nice indeed. So all cruising together, eh? I see. Well, there's a small matter I have to attend to, sir, whether Mr. Sloan is here or not.
Huh?
It concerns customs clearance.
Customs clearance?
They aren't happy.
But why not? What's the matter?
It's highly confidential, sir. But it concerns... Well, do you mind if I go down to Mr. Sloan's cabin? I know my way.
But this is monstrous. You've no right to push your way aboard this craft. And where's your search warrant?
Here it is, sir, in good order and condition.
The cabin has been locked.
Oh, it's easy enough to open it, sir. Now, if you'll stand aside, please.
Oh, very well, then.
Constable, you'd better wait for me ashore. Now, step lively, now.
Yes, Sergeant.
Now... If you don't mind, sir, would you lead the way below? That's odd, sir. Mr. Sloan and his typewriter.
He must have returned unexpectedly.
Why, so he has. Good morning, Mr. Sloan.
Sergeant Brooks?
It's about customs clearance, sir.
Oh.
They aren't happy, not at all. There's some irregularity. I want you to step ashore with me, sir.
What's the matter?
You'd better do what he says, Ricky.
Oh, very well.
I'm sorry, Sergeant, but Mr. Sloan cannot step ashore. He has business to attend to aboard.
And I'm sorry, sir, but this is the law. After you, Mr. Sloan.
You're being very difficult, Sergeant. The Braga, quick.
Down, Sergeant, down! Truly, down! Not so fast, my slippery friend. There's a score I've got to settle with you. That knife. Give it to me. Give it to
I'm
me.
I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill
now,
you.
Now try this for size.
Oh.
And this.
Oh.
And this.
Oh. Well, Mr. Sloan, it certainly was some picnic. Constable nagged the other fella, but he didn't have much fight left in him.
It was lucky for us you came, Sergeant.
Lucky? I wouldn't have, sir. I really did think you weren't aboard. Then I heard you at the typewriter and I got the message.
That wasn't Ricky, Sergeant. That was me. De Braga wouldn't allow him to move, but he didn't mind about me.
Oh, I still don't understand what it all means, Mr. Sloan.
There were a couple of smugglers who took a fancy to my boat. And here's a tip, Sergeant, that could lead to your promotion. Get a police launch off Cape Finisterre. There's a parcel waiting to be collected. They might find it interesting.
Thank you, sir.
Well, you've certainly arrived at the 11th hour, Sergeant. We were all heading for serious trouble, but for the life of me, I couldn't see a way out.
Oh, that's the way life is, sir. When things are at their worst, something always happens.
Five. The silent herald of life and death. Success or failure. The unseen force that measures man's destiny, reaching its most fateful moment as it slowly strikes. The 11th. Hour.